Hi, welcome to the Cake Adjacent mini podcast, a sometimes once a week update on some things, food, family, community, gardening, whatever. And we call it the Sidecar Chaser. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the midweek mini pod. So today is July 27th. And I felt like it was really important to give the month of August food holidays their own little shout out. So pitter patter, let's get at her. Now, unfortunately, I did not look ahead when I said over the weekend that we'd do a midweek shorty on all the month holidays for August. And wouldn't you know it, there are hardly any full month holidays for August. It is National Catfish Month. No, thank you. My cats don't even eat fish. I hate the smell that much. It is National Peach Month. I do actually approve of this. And it is National Brownies at Brunch Month, which honestly is a little specific and kind of weird, but whatever. It seems like it would be a good time. Although I think that there are at least five other things I'd rather have as a sweet treat at brunch, and I will list them for you. Fresh donuts, creme brulee, cheesecake, peach and blueberry cake, and lemon pound cake before I'd go for a brownie, but I do not make the rules. And that is it for month-long holidays. Color me a little disappointed. So, here are a few things that I'd add to the month of August holidays. Backyard s'mores. Fruit salad every day month. Corn on the cob month. Many melons of the farm month. Relish the relish month. Festival of zucchini month. Cocktails made with coconut water month. Frozen peanut butter and banana dog treat month. And finally, cherry coke slushy month. I think those are very good month-long holidays. You know, I think I might start making up the month-long holidays every month. Now, here are a few highlights for August's food holiday days, though, and you might want to mark your calendar now. August 3rd is Go Grab Some Nuts Day, and I submit that to you without any further commentary. August 4th is Lasagna Day, and my sister's lasagna is so good, and you can get the recipe from one of the Two Chocolate Cakes episodes. August 5th is Waffle Day! Attention, golden ratio. August 8th is Frozen Custard Day. August 13th is Filet Mignon Day. August 19th is Potato Day. Attention, Darth. And August 28th is Cherry Turnover Day. Okay, let's turn our attention to the semi-weekly special feature, Amy Roan, cookie correspondent, who reports in on her opinions on the weekly Crumble cookie flavors. And a reminder to everyone that we are not sponsored by Crumble. In fact, I am not even a Crumble fan. I find the cookies to be too big, too sweet, too wet, and too much. Okay, according to Amy, we sampled the chocolate crumb cake featuring Oreo. It was a dark chocolate cookie. It was very moist. It reminded me of an Oreo that was dipped in milk a little too long. See, that's my beef. Cookies should not be moist. Cupcakes should be moist. Cake should be moist. Cookies should not be moist. Chocolate mallow cupcake was messy. It was less intense chocolate than the Oreo. It was too sweet for me. Fruit pizza, I finagled them into leaving off the raspberry because Amy does not do raspberries, but it honestly could have used the tartness. The cream cheese frosting was very sweet. Oatmeal chocolate chip was interesting because it was literally an oatmeal cookie with milk chocolate chips. The cinnamon hint was a pleasant surprise, but the milk chocolate chips were too big. Maple glaze was unremarkable. My coworker said it was like eating a pancake. She didn't even finish her chunk. Overall, not my favorite week, but the Oreo was well-loved by the rest of the office, so unless your blood sugar is low, I'd skip the week. Thank you, Amy. Now, folks, I've been trying to talk Amy into recording her segment and sending it to me so that I can edit it into the podcast. Don't you think she should? And finally, I saw one of the Spider-Man movies this weekend that deals with the multiverse. It was the Spider-Man No Way Home. And I think I finally understand it. I thought it was a very clever way for all of the different Spider-Man movies that they're not actually just different movies within a franchise, but they represent different universes. And this may not be news to those of you who are into comics and all of those movies, but it has not ever been a genre that I really paid attention to. But this weekend, I found myself looking for something other than the news and doom scrolling, and it was on, and I really enjoyed it. I won't give away any spoilers. And I won't even try to understand all of the differences between the DC and the Marvel world and all of the characters and their story arcs and their relationships that they have, blah, blah, blah. But I will say that I have enjoyed the Spider-Man movies. So if you're looking to dip a toe into this area of movie genres, this is a pretty good place to start, I think. Please don't come for me if you disagree. I honestly don't care enough. In other news, if you haven't watched Ted Lasso yet, I really don't know what you're waiting for. It is such a great show. Also, Only Murders in the Building, and Hacks, and What We Do in the Shadows. Those are the things that Ben and I watch together that are pretty good-hearted enough and do not add to any kind of existential distress that either one of us might already be having. And I have heard very good things about Abbott Elementary, although I haven't watched it yet. We started watching Loot, which is the Maya Rudolph show, and it's not that funny. I don't know if it's going to get funny, but it is not funny enough to keep us captivated, unfortunately. If you're looking for something that has come and gone, it has a couple of seasons and is easy to binge on and easy to find, I recommend Parks and Recreation, The Good Place, Community, and Blackish. I loved all of those shows. Blackish tends to deal with some kind of heavier stuff than some of the other shows, which are a little lighter. But it's a good show. I really liked it. I was sorry that it wrapped up. And finally, it is a lot less hot here, and that makes a huge difference in how I feel emotionally and physically. So let's hope we all get a few good days to build on. I will see you this weekend for a full sidecar with a report on what's going on in the garden and the farmer's market and maybe a recipe or two. Okay? Thanks for listening. See you soon.